Pope Benedict XVI has replied to the letter written by 138 Muslim scholars to Christian leaders, inviting a group of them to meet with him here in the Vatican. Philippa Hitchin reports.
The letter is addressed to Jordanian Prince Ghazi bin Mohammed bin Talal and signed by Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone. It expresses the Pope's deep appreciation for the positive spirit which inspired the text from Muslim scholars and its call for a common commitment to promoting peace in the world. The Pope's letter states that while it's important not to ignore or downplay the differences between Christians and Muslims, we can and therefore should look to what unites us, namely belief in the one God. But most importantly, it concludes with an invitation to the Jordanian prince and to a select group of the Muslim signatories to come to the Vatican. Dr. Aref Ali Nayed, director of the Royal Islamic Strategic Studies Center in Amman and one of the signatories to the original letter, welcomes the Vatican's response. He says it continues the spirit of dialogue born of the Second Vatican Council's document, Nostra Aetate.
It is through such good news that people build up hope and a new atmosphere of peacemaking and conflict resolution is developed. And that is why it was important for the Vatican to give a positive response. It means that the Vatican is committed to the Nostra Aetate spirit. So we will see how things will develop. It will take time, and there will be a period of getting to know each other again, in a sense. But this is an important step that we do welcome.
Also in the letter, Pope Benedict proposes setting up working meetings between the Muslim scholars and Vatican organizations, such as the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, the Pontifical Gregorian University, and the Pontifical Institute for Arabic and Islamic Studies, or PISAI. Father Etienne Renaud is Director of Studies at PISAI. He says this invitation to Muslim scholars is an important step in the new phase of the dialogue.
In practical terms, I think, well, they will most probably accept it, and they will come to Rome, a kind of delegation. They will certainly meet His Holiness, and there will be a kind of working session with some institute of Rome, say the PISAI and maybe the Gregoriana. And I think it is good if we base ourselves on that common start, you know, which was expressed in their letter.
Father Etienne Renaud, Director of Studies at the Pontifical Institute for Arabic and Islamic Studies. I'm Philippa Hitchin.